92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. This is Decision 2024. There are two candidates running for prosecuting attorney. In the studio, we have Gregory Todd. Hello, Greg. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Before we start asking some questions, this is a chance for you to tell the audience and the voters in Ottawa County why they should vote for you.
Well, I've been a lifelong resident of Ottawa County here, and you know, we've always thought that Ottawa County was a very conservative county. And in 2020, when all the mandates started going out, we found out that the leadership wasn't governing in the way that they were telling all the voters that they were governing. And a big part of that has to do with the prosecutor's office, which seems to have lost sight of its purpose. You know, at its core, a prosecutor's office should be about protecting victims and prosecuting criminals. And COVID showed that it seemed to have lost its way. And the more police officers that I talked to, the more sheriff's deputies, and the more people in general that we, you know, talked to about the issues in Ottawa County, the more we realized that, you know, the prosecutor's office needs to go back to its core tenets.
What would make you the best candidate for prosecuting attorney in Ottawa County? Tell us a little bit about your experience.
So I've been a litigation attorney for 17 years. I started off my adult life as a police officer. I did that. Went to school to be a prosecutor. Did my externship here at the prosecutor's office, but ended up graduating at a time when normally the prosecutor's jobs are really easy to get. They're kind of the low-hanging fruit in the legal profession. But because of the economy crashing in 2007, there were a lot more experienced attorneys competing for those jobs. And by the time I was, by the time that got straightened out, you know, I had a wife, I had kids, I had a house and mortgage payment, and it was no longer financially feasible for me to do that. But I did become a civil attorney. I did business and real estate to start, but because of my law enforcement background, I quickly added criminal defense to the practice. I then made a mistake of doing a divorce for a friend, and word of mouth went out, and I ended up doing family law. Same thing similarly happened in probate. And so I've actually done all aspects of our laws in Michigan. I've done civil, criminal, business, real estate, family, probate, all of it. And not just here in Ottawa County with our judges, but in Kent and Muskegon and Newaygo and Oceana and Kalamazoo. So I've got a ton of experience, and I really have a passion for the battle, for trying cases, for getting the results that the people are looking for. And, you know, ultimately the challenge of, you know, doing the right thing.
Well, that leads me to my next question, but I think you answered it, what your philosophy on criminal justice and prosecution is.
So my philosophy is that, you know, we need to be tough on crime, you know, we don't want to have the prosecutor's office be weaponized and used in a political manner. My big thing is the Constitution. Our country is founded on that document. Our state is founded on a state constitution. And it's my belief that that should be the compass that a prosecutor's office uses. Is it constitutional? Is it legal?
What measures will you take to ensure fairness and equity in the prosecution of cases in regards to the marginalized and vulnerable population? Because they do exist in Ottawa County.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we have to look at, and, you know, this is also a really good question for the sheriff's department and the sheriff's candidate, is that, you know, we have to figure out how we're going to move forward doing policing. And I know that John Anderson, at least, is really big on the community policing that has been fairly successful over in California. Well, when you do that, you know, that works as at a totally different level than, you know, just going out there and being reactive to crime. It builds relationships, and, you know, it gives everybody a little bit of buy-in. And the same thing can be true with the prosecutor's office. Right now, a lot of people that I talked to on the campaign trail didn't even realize that the prosecuting attorney was an elected official. And, you know, some of them don't even know what a prosecutor actually does. And I think that it would be really important for whoever the next prosecutor is to get out there, to get the community involved and give them buy-in as well, so that, you know, yeah, when we're protecting victims, we're going to be tough on crime, but we're not going to be using, for example, the criminal justice system to address what might be an addiction issue or a mental illness issue. And those seem to be becoming bigger and bigger problems, you know, throughout the county and obviously throughout the country as well.
Then how will you handle cases involving police misconduct or excessive use of force, and what steps will you take to ensure accountability?
Well, the big thing is that we have to make sure that we take the politics out of the decisions. You know, if we look at what happened, was it a just situation or was it actually misconduct? If it was somebody who was just doing their job, we're not going to politically prosecute or persecute those people just to score cheap political points. But if there was misconduct and the good guys became the criminals, obviously they should be held to the same standard, if not a higher standard, than everyone else.
I know that back in May of 2023, the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners passed a resolution declaring Ottawa County a constitutional county. Will you uphold the gun laws in the state of Michigan?
So the gun laws and the Constitution. So that really has to go back and forth a little bit, because we have now Supreme Court precedent that's come out and they've interpreted the Second Amendment. And they've actually said now that in order for something to be held constitutional, that actual law has to, number one, jive with the text of the Second Amendment. And then there has to be a historical analogy to the law that's being passed in order for it to be valid. And I know some of the laws that were passed were unconstitutional by the very words used by Justice Scalia when he wrote the opinion DC versus Heller. And I don't think it would be a wise choice to spend time, energy, and resources on something that's just going to be overturned in a few years. That being said, one of the things that people like to ask about is, you know, the CPL laws. Will you prosecute people who violate the CPL law and nothing else? And again, we go back to the Constitution. We don't have a constitutional carry in this state. We have validly enacted laws that were passed by the legislature and signed by the governor. If those are legitimate laws, then they need to legitimately be enforced.
And this is your chance now to pitch why voters should vote for you for prosecuting attorney in Ottawa County.
So when COVID hit in 2020, you know, we saw an unprecedented assault on our individual liberties and the founding documents of this country. And I believe that Ottawa County still shares the values that we grew up with. And my big thing is that I want my kids and their kids to grow up in a place that has that same warm, conservative feeling that made this place so safe, that made this place one of the fastest growing counties in the state. And we can't keep it that way if we don't protect it. And so we need a strong sheriff and a strong prosecutor who will work together like two wheels on an axle. When you have both wheels running in sync, the car goes straight down the road. But if one of those wheels gets out of sync, you're going to end up in a ditch. So on August 6th, I would ask that you vote for me, Greg Todd, and you can check me out on my website at gregtodd.com.
This has been Decision 2024.